Proverbs chapter 31. An exhortation to chastity, temperance, and works of mercy. With the praise of a wise woman. 31:1. The words of King Lemuel. The vision wherewith his mother instructed him. Lemuel. This name signifies God with him, and is supposed to have been one of the names of Solomon. 31:2. What, O my beloved, what, O the beloved of my womb, what, O the beloved of my vows. 31:3. Give not thy substance to women, and thy riches to destroy kings. 31:4. Give not to kings, O Lemuel, give not wine to kings, because there is no secret where drunkenness reigneth. 31:5. And lest they drink and forget judgments, and pervert the cause of the children of the poor. 31:6. Give strong drink to them that are sad, and wine to them that are grieved in mind. 31:7. Let them drink, and forget their want, and remember their sorrow no more. 31:8. Open thy mouth for the dumb, and for the causes of all the children that pass. 31:9. Open thy mouth, decree that which is just, and do justice to the needy and poor. 31:10. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far, and from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. 31:11. The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no need of spoils. 31:12. She will render him good, and not evil all the days of her life. 31:13. She hath sought wool and flax, and hath wrought by the counsel of her hands. 31:14. She is like the merchant's ship, she bringeth her bread from afar. 31:15. And she hath risen in the night, and given a prey to her household, and victuals to her maidens. 31:16. She hath considered a field, and got it. With the fruit of her hands she hath planted a vineyard. 31:17. She hath girded her loins with strength, and hath strengthened her arm. 31:18. She hath tasted, and seen that her traffic is good. Her lamp shall not be put out in the night. 31:19. She hath put out her hand to strong things, and her fingers have taken hold of the spindle. 31:20. She hath opened her hand to the needy, and stretched out her hands to the poor. 31:21. She shall not fear for her house in the cold of snow, for all her domestics are clothed with double garments. 31:22. She hath made for herself clothing of tapestry, fine linen, and purple, is her covering. 31:23. Her husband is honorable in the gates, when he sitteth among the senators of the land. 31:24. She made fine linen, and sold it, and delivered a girdle to the Chananite. The Chananite, the merchant, for Chananite, in Hebrew, signifies a merchant. 31:25. Strength and beauty are her clothing, and she shall laugh in the latter day. 31:26. She hath opened her mouth to wisdom, and the law of clemency is on her tongue. 31:27. She hath looked well on the paths of her house, and hath not eaten her bread idle. 31:28. Her children rose up, and called her blessed. Her husband, and he praised her. 31:29. Many daughters have gathered together riches. Thou hast surpassed them all. 31:30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. 31:31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.